Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of February 2019. Supreme Court has agreed to hear centers plea seeking a stay on possible eviction of around 11.8 lakh tribals and traditional forest dwellers, whose claim for right over forest land has been rejected under the Scheduled Tribes and Other Forest Dwellers, Recognition of Forest Rights, Act 2006. Kerala High Court has allowed plea of an actress, who has filed a sexual assault case in which Malayalam actor Dilip is one of the accused, to appoint a woman judge for conducting trial in the case. Sikkim High Court has barred, in an interim order, state's opposition party, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, from going ahead with its proposed bandh on the 28th of February. Supreme Court has held that a civil court has no jurisdiction to try civil suit in relation to land which is subject to sealing proceedings under Urban Land Sealing Act. Supreme Court has directed former Ranbaxy promoters, Malvinder and Shivinder Singh, to appear before it on the 14th of March in connection with pleas relating to sale of controlling stakes of Fortis Healthcare by them to Malaysian IHH Healthcare Berhad. Supreme Court has allowed open court hearing of Rafale review petitions against its the 14th of December, 2018, judgment in which it had refused to order a probe into the deal to procure 36 Rafale fighter planes from France. Delhi High Court has asked Centre as to how it gave retrospective effect from July 2015 to black money law which was enacted in April 2016 to deal with undisclosed foreign income and assets. Delhi High Court has granted protection to a runaway couple, who married against the wishes of their parents and also asked them to take a joint mediclaim policy of 5 lakh rupees as a precautionary step. Delhi High Court has initiated a public interest litigation, PIL, to look into recent fire at a hotel in Karol Bagh that claimed 17 lives. Bombay High Court has set aside State Chief Secretary's order holding release of water during Kumbh Mela 2015 for Snan or Shahi Snan, holy baths, from Gangapur Dam complex in Godavari River as legal and contrary to the 2003 state water policy. Kerala High Court has held that rummy is a game of skill and playing it for innocent pastime is not an offence but playing rummy for stakes is an offence under the Kerala Gaming Act 1960. Kerala High Court has stayed a government order which accorded to grant eligible leave casual leave to the government employees and teachers who had not attended their offices during the nationwide general strike called on 8th and the 9th of January, 2019. Madras High Court has allowed Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly to recover a sum of 21.58 lakh rupees paid as salary and allowances to an MLA who was later disqualified by Supreme Court from holding post. Madras High Court has expressed concern over non-maintenance of roads in the city and directed Commissioner of Chennai Corporation to file a status report on condition of roads and amounts spent to maintain them. Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, TDSAT, directed the Department of Telecommunications, DOT, to reconsider Reliance Communications, ARCOM, plea for no objection certificate, NOC, required for sale of spectrum to Reliance Jio Infocom. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Ahmedabad has rejected Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries Limited. RIL's plea opposing ArcelorMittal's 42,000 crore takeover bid of insolvent SR Steel.